Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Okay, apparently that was a test from the boss man upstairs. Everyone has to go to a guest at some stage and then they just disappear.
And guess what, like, we passed the test. You're meant to just play a tune. It's time for this. Round two.
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Yes, it is the part of the show where Jen puts her feet up. We weren't putting our feet up there. We were panicking. But this week, our friend is James Patrice. We're going to try this again. James, are you there?
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yes.
I'm in.
You're in. Sounding in like good. Flynn.
James, how are you?
I'm great. Do you know what it was, lads? I thought to myself, I was ready to go, and then I realised my hair wasn't just right. And I'm talking to yous. So I needed to look immaculate. Even though you can't see me, you never know. But so I said, I'd just better fix the quiff slight. So I do apologise.
James, but we always have that sense. We always have that sense with you that, like, even just talking to you, we know you look immaculate at all times. We were complimenting how fantastic all your blazers looked and stuff like that.
Oh, well, thank you, lads. Yeah. I'm in a full tuxedo now. Absolutely. Yes. And clean jocks.
Of course. Of course, everybody knows you always wear tuxedos on a Friday.
Of course, that's what I wear into the bed. You know what I mean? You have to. It's very important. Keep up appearances at
okay.
all times.
We're going to get stuck into this. So on Tuesday, we were talking about weddings, and we were talking about people are trying to make the most of it despite the guidelines. And you're allowed 100 guests at a wedding. But am I hearing this right? Your sister went ahead with hers and only had 8 guests. Is that true?
That is true, yeah. So my sister Vanessa, she had hers at the end of March, and there was herself, her now husband, and then 6 guests. So anyone giving out about weddings at the moment, you know, eight is as low as you can go. So anything up from that is an improvement. But yeah, it was only 8 of us. We had a great old day, in fairness. And like, we were able to talk to each other more. And it was lovely. And it was a nice warm day, nice and sunny. We had a little bit of dancing, even though there's no music allowed. But we played the iPod outside.
Did you do Rock the
there's
Boat?
There's ways around it. We didn't. We did Steps Tragedy. See, the thing with Rock the Boat is, lads, I wouldn't get back up. You know what I mean? Once I'm down, I'm down. And that's it. You know, I need a crane or a JCB or some sort of contraption to get me up off the ground. So we didn't do Rock the Boat. But I mean, 100 is a great number. And I know there's no music or anything, but I think, they could incorporate, like, a few headphones in the toilets on the sly, a few iPods.
Silent disco.
A dance. Exactly. Then people come back from the bathroom looking slightly disheveled, very happy with themselves. And
James,
they've had a dance.
Were 8 people at the wedding? Did you have speeches?
We did. We had a lot of time to fill, lads. It was a full day. So there were 6 speeches. And I think Vanessa did a speech. Yes, she did. She did as well. So there was a lot to be said. You know what I mean? And everyone, and the only thing was, of course, she's only 8 people, so you can't really hide. You can't really be falling asleep at the speeches or be making bets. You know what I mean? So yeah. there was 6, but because, as I said, we did have some time to fill. So, yes, we were only short of asking the lady who was serving us, does she want to make a speech? Anyone?
You know, it's been a fantastic...
Call up yourselves.
It's been a fantastic day here. They all ate their vegetables, you know. It's a very good crowd.
Someone didn't really touch the steak, but sure, we won't get into that. You know what I mean? Save that for another day. Absolutely.
Do you reckon there's been people backing out of the wedding over the last year or two?
Well, I think, in fairness, God forgive me, but if you're with someone and you don't really like them, it's a great way to get out of the wedding. Like, to get out of marrying them. Because, like, saying, oh, it's our 3rd time, our 4th time now to postpone it, maybe we'll just leave. It will be. Yeah. I can't really say anything. Because if 3rd time didn't work, 3rd time is meant to be a charm. What's 4th going to be? Misery. It's not worth it.
James.
Leave it. It's a way out. You have to look at the positives and everything, guys. You know?
Hey, James, you know I've called my wedding off 3 times.
Right. Well, maybe go for the 5th one. 5th time is a charm.
My missus is at the dentist now, and she actually just sent me a Snapchat of her listening. So she's listening in.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, you're a lovely lady, and I wish you the very best in all of your endeavors. But do you know what, guys? Maybe she wants it to end. Maybe this is a sign.
Maybe so, James. You know I'll go home, and all my stuff will be just burning in the front garden. So
But at least you'd know then.
Yeah, I might give you a buzz if I need a place to crash, if that's okay.
You are more than welcome here in Malahide. I've a sofa ready for you.
Brilliant. Also on Monday in the show, James, we had callers who had their accents trained out of them at speech and drama. Did you always have, like, the smooth MC dulcet tones that you have now?
But actually, I think I'm a fairly neutral accent, so I've been told. And no, I would have done speech and drama since I was a kid. Yeah, so it does kind of, maybe it does kind of unsubconsciously train you to speak a certain kind of neutral way. But I remember accent-wise in speech and drama, it was literally you were either a dub, or you were from the country, or you were the Queen of England. There was no regional dialect. It was like, right, James, for this one now you're from the country. Okay. And I would do this weird, my dad's from Carlow, so it'd be a weird kind of, well, no, how are you? Which really isn't country at all. But
could you give us a bit more of that? Not a bit of that, please.
Well, I'm talking to the lads now on 2FM, and I think I'm Daniel Day-Lewis with the accents. You know what I mean? But in actual fact, it's more like Emily Blunt, Wild Mountain Thyme, Gone Wrong. Like,
yes.
You know? So it was always country, Dublin. Or, and then again, the English one, there was never, say, a Manchester or a Liverpool. It was literally just Buckingham Palace.
Yes, jolly
that
good.
That was your signifier, you know.
All week on the radio show, we've been like trying to practice our radio voices. So like, it might get you like, get your impression of what you think of our voices. So this is my radio one when I go, yeah, you're listening to the two Johnnies with James Patrice only on 2FM.
Oh, do you know what I like there? I can hear the saliva in your mouth, battering off the sides of your mouth.
Yep.
And also, you didn't draw a breath.
No.
Which is fantastic.
I actually haven't drawn a breath since around 9:03 on Monday.
Oh, I say so. You're
full
actually
speed.
On oxygen as we speak. Yeah.
And like, look, you were saying there about the speech and drama, and it can be mad. How did you end up lecturing people about sex when you were only 13?
Well, I mean, look, how does anyone... You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I remember I did, so the Fesh Matthew was the big competition every year where you go in and you do your monologues and your duologues and your poetry and all. And I did an excerpt from Once a Catholic. And again, I was 13 and seemed like a good idea at the time. But like the whole thing is the priest telling the kids not to be left alone in a room with anyone, to turn to God, don't give in to the temptations of the flesh. And there I was, 13, with a dodgy country accent, and the costume was full Lord of Mercy and Dermot Morgan, Father Ted.
Okay.
I had the wig and all, the whole lot. But I won.
You won?
So, I mean, I did something right.
Did you make a convincing priest?
I did. Which is rather unnerving to think of at the age of 13. But sure, look, guys, maybe I went down the wrong career path. That would have been fantastic. At least the masses would have been a bit of crack. I would have done a bit of Proud Mary journey or something. You know what I mean?
Father Patrice.
Yeah. Bring a bit of razzmatazz to the altar, doll.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You have to.
I can just see the strobe lights now. Okay.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, we were talking to loads of people about Cormac here, about waking up in weird places, especially after nights out. But I hear that this never happens to you. Why is that, James?
Do you know, I like my own bed too much.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, people, we'll stay over, we'll crash. Absolutely not. I need to get up. I can't do it. I can't. And also, I would suffer from night terrors. So I most nights I'd wake up screaming halfway through the night.
Wow.
Which
scream.
Is fantastic altogether. And I kind of, you know, probably should go and see someone about it, but yeah. At the end then I had nothing to give out about then. You know what I mean? I'd have nothing to moan about. A good night's sleep? No. You have to have the misery of I was up all night, I was.
Wait, hang on.
You know,
so you're
I mean?
In bed on your own.
Yeah.
And you just wake up screaming.
There's no need to rub it in, lads. Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, like, you're not having someone else with you having a great time. Like, you just wake up screaming.
Yes. I mean, so it's a form of sleep paralysis where, like, you're in, obviously you're asleep, but you're half awake. And usually I'm being murdered, which is always a treat.
Wow.
And then, and you wake up kind of screaming and you would pinch yourself to make sure that it is a dream. You know, that kind of way. And then you wake up. And then sometimes you're screaming and you're going, well, no one's checking on me. So you'll scream a bit more. You know what I mean? It's like, hello.
And are your family just like,
I'm awake. Everyone's awake now. You know what I mean?
And are the family just like, bloody James is at again. He's screaming again.
Oh, he's off. He's off again. Yeah.
Cormac in studio.
It's a good...
James, you're not alone there. It's Cormac here. I'm working the desk for the boys. But you're not alone, because, like,
I have the same kind of thing, but like, and my wife and I, when I used to share rooms with the band and all that kind of stuff, and I used to scream the place down. I'd wake up the next day and the boys telling me, did you hear yourself last night? I said, no, I didn't. What was going on? I'd just fix it. I'd be singing. It would either be about World War One or World War Two.
What?
She said, get down, get out. Don't go over the top. Don't go down. It's just some kind of...
That's so specific.
Absolutely specifically. Either of those two wars I'd be shouting about the whole time in the bunk. They'd remind me and I would remember absolutely none of it. And I would be screaming them in my head off, so no one wants to share a room.
Cormac, I think you and I should join forces and just stay in the same room every night.
You're getting back back into the theme of the war situation here.
And we could just scream the house down all night. Yeah.
I reckon there's a television show on that.
I wonder, could you have a conversation in your sleep?
We could. You've been talking in your sleep. I'm going to duck out of the conversation now because I'm losing the plot. Lovely to talk to you, James.
Thank you, Corbin.
James, are you envious then of people like who wake up in a skip after a night out or something?
It depends on the context, you know what I mean? But I suppose there is something quite glamorous about saying, oh, I woke up in the middle of nowhere. You wouldn't know. But I think I might just... like actually do it, but like set, do it fake, like set up a fake one in the skip. So hire a skip out the front, put in my nice silk pillowcases, my nice diffuser, lovely sleep eye mask, then wake up and take a selfie. Oh,
mad one last night.
I'm in Rag Orchard, where am I? And then just go in for a bit of scrambled egg.
It's all about the content, James. Yeah,
it's all about the content. It's all lies, absolutely.
James Patrice, thanks a million for being our friend today. And where can people catch you in action next?
Yes, so I'm down in Galway on the 28th of August. I'm hosting Park and Party with the lovely Ryan Andrews. There's bingo, there's ABBA medleys, and there's me dancing, which is quite the sight.
Oh, yes.
It's good crack. Yes, it's great.
That sounds like a great day out.
It is. It's good fun. It's the livedrivein.ie, and there's a few tickets left.
Good man, James. Thanks very much for being our friend.
Thanks so much, lads. Cheers.
We'll be right back after this. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.